During this early campaign season, we've been presenting excerpts of stump speeches from the candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination. Last weekend, the Reverend Al Sharpton spoke to an audience in Richmond, Virginia. He referred to the 1963 March on Washington and noted that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s most famous phrase was only part of the civil rights leader's speech.
Dreaming was just the end of what he was projecting as to what he was going to dream about. The content of the speech was that King said that he had come to Washington because America had given blacks a check that had bounced and been returned marked insufficient funds. I argue that 40 years later, America has given us another check, and it has been returned again. But this time, it is not marked insufficient funds. It is marked stop payment. There's a difference between a check bouncing on insufficient funds and a check bouncing stop payment. Insufficient funds mean you don't have the money. Stop payment means you don't have the will to pay and the money's there, you just don't intend to pay the money. Why do I say stop payment? Because as we talk about expanding the economy, when we talk about providing jobs, when we talk about the social need for education and health care, the answer is, well, we don't have the money. Yet everything that Mr. Bush has wanted to do, he's found the money for. They're spending tonight $5 billion a month to rebuild Afghanistan and Iraq. And when the president is questioned, he says, well, we've got to restore and stabilize Iraq because we occupy it. Yet, he will not talk about the deficits in the 50 states we already occupy. Isn't it interesting that we can afford to give health care to children in Iraq, but we can't give health care to children in Richmond? Isn't it a little strange that we can send our young men and women abroad to give democracy to the Middle East? But it's hard to practice democracy in Middle Florida. Isn't it interesting that the president that lost is going to give the vote to folk and teach them voting? You know, that's why it was interesting to me. A reporter said to me, Dwight, when I got here, said, well, Reverend Sharpton, you run for president, can you win? I said, absolutely. He says, you really think you can live in the White House? I said, that's two different questions, because the guy living in there tonight didn't win.
An excerpt from a campaign speech by Democratic presidential candidate, the Reverend Al Sharpton, last weekend in Richmond, Virginia. One of a series of stump speeches we're airing.